Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and back by popular demand, it is the return of D. Pepsi, a good friend of mine. Oh, and he says, thank you for joining us. We hope you're doing very well. And hope everybody's doing good. A little redundant, but heartfelt, I assure you. Okay, February day 15. Is stuff. Kind of stuff do you like to do? Kind of stuff you want to do or you want to learn by the end of the year? So stuff. And stuff like that. Let's see. Five things I like to do. Well, I like to read. I'm reading. Right now I'm reading American Gods by Neil Gaiman. The Dark Knight Returns, which is a graphic novel by Frank Miller. Obviously, it's a graphic novel. You knew that already, though. And let's see, what else? Well, I've been reading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea for quite a while now. I like Jules Verne, but he gets very, very dry, especially in this novel. There was a book I read by him called The Underground City. I think it was called The Underground City. It's about miners returning to the coal mine after they find a new vein of coal, and their operation is being sabotaged. But that was a very, very well written book. You know, you would have thought that, well. I was going to say you would have thought it was written more recently than it was, because it's not nearly as dry, and it's more personal than some of his work tends to be, in my humble opinion. But yeah, it was you know, it only took me like a little while to read, whereas 20,000 Leagues is taking a very long time, just because. I don't want to say I get bored with it, but after reading something like that, your mind tends to go numb after a while. At least mine does, anyway. Okay, so what else is there? I'll talk about this a little bit more in the next Boo, or in the next February. I do love my movies, going to movies, watching movies at home. And but like I said, that's tomorrow's topic, so we'll do that in just a little bit. I am a gamer. I do like my video games. I would classify myself as a casual gamer, because A, I'm not very good at it. B, I don't game as often as I used to. I used to game a lot more than I do now, but even then, it's not like, you know, I go to work and then I go home and game, and then I go to sleep and then get up and game, and then go to work and then come home and game. Repeat the process. Games I like to play are pretty eclectic. I would say my favorite games tend to be, have a role-playing aspect to them, but role-playing games have evolved over the last 10 years. That would be Twitter. I'll check that out in just a few minutes. I mean, when you talk about RPGs, role-playing games, it's gone from turn-based role-playing, such as Final Fantasy, or this game I used to play for the PlayStation 1 called Wild Arms, which was one of my favorite games of all time, and I really wish they would update that game, to more action-based, more direct action based. One of my favorite games that's come out in the last few years or game series is Mass Effect, where the role playing comes into the way you build your character, putting your experience points towards your ability to aim a gun or to erect shields or use what they call biotic powers or your understanding of technological this and that. You get the general idea. But instead of turn-based, where which was based on the old Dungeons & Dragons system of rolling a dice and say, okay, you've rolled a 24. You roll a 24 against his 16. So basically he takes 8 points of damage. That's the way role-playing games on computers and home consoles used to be. Now it's more, I'm just going to swing a sword at you, you'll take damage. Depending on where I hit, you get the general idea. I like those kind of games. I don't really dig sports games all that much. Although I do like Tiger Woods golf. And sometimes I like hockey. That's another Twitter. I'll check that later. I used to play hockey on video game systems all the time. I kind of dropped out of that, though, because... Well, anywho. But I'm also a point-and-click adventure type guy. I love a good point-and-click adventure, and it's sad because it's a genre of video games that's pretty much dead. But like examples of that would be like the Monkey Island games or the Broken Sword games, which are, I've got Broken Sword 1 and 2 on my Nook, and they're awesome games. So, okay, so that's video gaming. I also love listening to music. I've got my Zune everywhere I go, so I can listen to music while I work, or I'm just sitting there chilling, listening to music. I'm sure you guys have heard me flap my yap about all the different music I listen to here and there and everywhere. So, let's see. Movies, games, reading, music. I also love to write. That's what I went to school to do, was to be a writer. I haven't had anything published yet. I have heard more and more writers are self-publishing these days. I look into that. There is a novel I'm working on. I'm more of a short story writer, but this one short story that I worked on a few years ago, it basically expanded itself into a novel. Not the longest novel in the world. We're not talking War and Peace or Crime and Punishment or It, because It was like over 1,000 pages long. But if you print it in a trade paperback or mass market paperback, you might get a couple, 200-300 pages out of it. So I'm kind of in the second draft writing of that bad boy. Meaning I wrote it with pen and paper. Now I'm transcribing it to the computer. Next step is to basically try to fit the three parts of it together. And when I write the third draft, it'll basically be all three parts combined into one Word file. And that'll be, quote unquote, the book. So I'm also, by the end of the year, one thing I'd really like to do, and I made this a New Year's resolution, so it might or might not happen. One thing I do like to do that I think I've talked about creepypastas on Audioboo once or twice. Basically, they're kind of like urban legend campfire story type writings that are posted to the internet. And one definition of a creepypasta is basically something that may or may not be true. The thing about it is that all creepypastas are fiction. So none of these things ever happen, but it's kind of like, I think when creepypastas first started becoming popular, that's writers would basically try to get you to believe that they could be true, but they're not. Now that everybody knows they're not, they're basically just horror stories that you print out, that you write and post on the internet. So I'd like to try my hand at that. See if I can write something along those lines, and we'll see what happens. Okay, that is February 15. Hope everybody's doing well. I will see you on February 16 or maybe before.